Welcome to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. Today I'll be reading a Bible passage from this week's lectionary and sharing a brief devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. And today we turn to Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. The promise to Abraham and to his descendants that he would inherit the world didn't come through the law, but through the righteousness that comes from faith. If they inherit because of the law, then faith has no effect, and the promise has been canceled. The law brings about wrath, but when there isn't any law, there isn't any violation of the law. That's why the inheritance comes through faith, so that it will be on the basis of God's grace. In that way, the promise is secure for all of Abraham's descendants, not just for those who are related by law, but also for those who are related by the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, "I have appointed you to be the father of many nations." So, Abraham is our father in the eyes of God in whom he had faith, the God who gives life to the dead and calls things that don't into existence. Now for a devotion on this Bible passage written by Andrea Roth Murdoch, chaplain at the University of Kansas Hospital and a probationary elder in the Great Plains Conference of the United Methodist Church. She's married to Russ, and together they have three sons and two boxer dogs. We all know rule followers, those people who need to read the instruction booklet before playing a new board game, the ones who know that you are required to buy or auction off each property in Monopoly the first time you land on it. Maybe you are one of them. There is nothing inherently wrong with being that way. The challenge to daily life comes when following rules to the letter subverts the purpose of the rule or interferes with a more important goal. Maybe your family does not like the dynamic of auctions and Monopoly and has more fun ignoring that rule. Of course, in circumstances of safety, it is critical to attend to the details. But in this passage, Paul is clear that adhering to the law is not in and of itself a path to righteousness. To exemplify his point, Paul harkens back to the story of Abraham, Abram as he was then called, to remind his readers that the earliest stories of the founders of the Hebrew people show that faith was the determining factor in a life that honors God. Paul is also setting up his argument that one need not be Jewish to become Christian, a central theme in the book of Romans. Therefore, being a descendant of Abraham by living a life of faith offers us the promise of God's grace, even over those who follow the same rabbinical law of the Hebrew Scriptures. So go ahead and read those instructions. Paul isn't saying knowing the laws and understanding how they can help build and maintain a faithful community is bad. He is instead saying that following the rules, just because they are there, isn't enough to please God. Your heart has to be in it too. Are you a rule breaker or a rule follower? Do you see rules as a way to create order or impede freedom? What does your relationship to rules say about how you offer or expect to receive respect? We pray this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. We'd love to hear from you in the comments or with a thumbs up. And to receive notifications of upcoming episodes or to see them in your feed, you can subscribe on the Podbean app or follow us on Facebook. And we hope you'll share this podcast with someone who might be blessed by these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.